You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
I'm afraid it's not James Edwards, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Eddie Miller, poor substitutes, but no doubt we'll do our level best to make it interesting, entertaining, educational, and flat out some of the best talk radio you ever heard. James Edwards taking a break. It's his birthday. Eddie Miller with me. Hi, Eddie. Welcome to the political cesspool, sir.
Well, I'm certainly glad to be here. Thank you for welcoming me and welcome here with me. Speaking of James, James told me to tell all the listeners out there,
yes, sir,
hello. He's taking, like you said, Sam, he's taking off for his birthday tonight. I went by his house, and it's the place is rocking. In fact, I wanted to stay there tonight, I tell you, but, you know, I told James I'd come in and do this gig for an hour, and you know what? I love working with you so much, Sam. It's just we mesh perfectly. In all truth, you know, we have a little bit more chemistry than me and Keith or me and James, because we know more about this, you know, the New World Order, stuff like that. But I'm really looking forward to it. By the way, speaking of Keith, Keith has been on vacation, and knowing Keith, Lord only knows what he's been doing, but I know he's been down in Texas.
I think Keith took off to the Bahamas because he hasn't been doing any work lately is what I think.
Yeah, he hadn't been doing anything, man. He's sloughing off on us. But the fans will be delighted to know that Keith, my younger brother in arms, will be back next week unless something comes up, you know, unless
right.
he gets thrown in jail for contempt of court or something.
There you have it. Now, there's several things going on. So what James is going to be he's not even to his mid-30s yet, is he?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, James says he's about 32, but I don't know, man. You know, he's aging awfully fast.
Hey, man, every time I hear from that guy, he turns 30-something, right?
Yeah, 30. First
been that
said
way for like 20
then
years.
He said 33. I think his wife, Danny, said 33.
All right.
I think we'll have to do some kind of a carbon 12 test or something like that, you know, to get the true age of James.
Yeah, or just get a hold of some of our sheriff buddies, and they'll go ahead and tell us the real scoop.
That's
come on.
Right.
All right, so we got a lot going on. It's Sam and Eddie the first hour. James is taking a break with his wife for his birthday, and good for him for doing it. Keith really is not in the Bahamas. It was just a joke. He's been working hard. He went and spoke at the conference there. Then he's been traveling around and doing a bunch of things, and so a little bit of a comedy of errors with some of the normal team. But we got you covered well, ladies and gentlemen. So the first hour is going to be Sam and Eddie. Hour number two of the political cesspool is going to be a rebroadcast hour. But it is Congressman Walter Jones and the incredible interview that James and Keith did with Congressman Walter Jones. So that'll be happening hour two. Hour three is the Sonny Landham interview. Now, the Sonny Landham interview is interesting because he's been on the political cesspool multiple times, and we've had rebroadcasts of Sonny Landham before. But remember, and I want to make this very clear, there's been multiple Sonny Landham interviews, and there's been times when James has played some of them. This one, though, has not really been played. So what I'm saying is just because you think, I've already heard a Sonny Landham interview, or I've heard the refeed of a Sonny Landham interview or rebroadcast, that doesn't mean that you've heard this one. So beware of that. You got great radio coming up all 3 hours. Eddie's going to take the lead. Eddie's kind of ticked off at some people, aren't you, Eddie?
Well, all right, Sam. I'll tell you what. We'll get going. Speaking of Congressman Jones, people might know, well, naturally, he was on Cesspool. We're doing a brief broadcast. He has been, he's really been toeing the mark as a good constitutionalist.
Amen.
Also, Sam, we have a new congressman there named Justin Amash, I believe. I don't remember which state.
Yeah, Justin Amash, yes.
Yeah, and he's really, really doing good work. I follow him on Facebook. But, you know, Sam, I know we got a lot of, like you said, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. One thing that really has my blood boiling is what's going on with the NSA. I mean, it's even worse than I thought. And I was trying to tell people at church about it. And when I start telling them about how wicked our government is, their eyes just glaze over. They just can't believe it. But I, for one, Sam, I tell you what, I'm sick and tired. I mean, I am sick up to the gills with our government, our shadow government, like Dr. Stanley Monteith would say, the Brotherhood of Darkness. I'm tired of them going around and killing thousands and thousands of people around the world, our government. and doing it in our name, in the name of the citizens of the United States. That's why we're the most hated nation in the world right now.
Yes, sir.
And that wouldn't be bad enough. The NSA and the CIA, they're killing people in the United States. It's been going on for a long time, Sam. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But, I mean, if you want to go all the way back to James Forrestal, the first Secretary of Defense, when he started talking about the New World Order, they killed him in the hospital. But, you know, we have there's a lot of them, you know, that have been killed like that. RFK, JFK, they were killed by this government within a government. But most recently, what's come to our attention is this, not talking about, you know, not to mention Andrew Breitbart, but this Edward Snowden, he's in hiding right now. I don't know if he's still in Hong Kong, Sam?
That's debatable. Some say yes, some say no. It reminds me of the WikiLeaks guy. What was his name?
Right, Justin Assange. Was that Assange? Justin Assange, WikiLeaks?
It's not Justin, but it is Assange. It's,
Assange.
What's his first name?
I wish to see.
Anyway, it's slipping my mind right now. But the point is, though, is these guys aren't letting you know where they are exactly on purpose, right? They're intentionally making their whereabouts questionable. And frankly, it makes me wonder about them. Because, you know what, not letting... the people know where they are, but yet I don't believe you can shake the CIA, the FBI, the who knows what ABC government agency. I don't believe that you can avoid the government on that. And so I don't believe that their whereabouts is hidden. It might not be in front of the American people, but I don't believe it's really hidden.
You know, Sam, you're getting as bad as me as I am. I don't know if people know or not, but I'm 66 years old, and I used to be so naive. But, Sam, I am suspicious of everything, of everyone. I wonder about that, too. I wonder how forthright this Edward Snowden is. Is the NSA really out to kill
him? I can give you my take. Here's the deal. I believe that this Snowden guy does intentionally want the truth, is intentionally a whistleblower, and is really doing the best he can. Okay, I believe that.
I got you.
However, I believe that he was put in this place intentionally. I believe he was set up to whistleblow. I believe they knew what he would do when they got him in the right position to do it, and they led him there to do just that. In other words, yes, he's a good, honest whistleblower to the best of his ability. However, it was not by accident that it was allowed to occur. In fact, it was intentionally done for a grander purpose. Call me crazy, call me what you like, but I think there's a lot of actual circumstantial evidence that would lend credence to that. Number one, if he really was their enemy, he'd be dead, sir.
You were reading my mind, Sam. You were reading my mind. Because, you know, there's been too many people that have been dead and disappeared in history. I was just thinking about today. I don't know how many people were called the most dangerous thing you could be in the world at one time when Bill Clinton was in office was a friend of Bill, FOB.
Yeah, just ask good old Vince Foster, you know.
You were reading my mind again, Sam. We are joined at the brain, fella. Yeah, Vince Foster, you know, my story is he stumbled upon he didn't stumble, he knew about it.
All right, hold on, buddy. Got a quick break. Sam and Eddie Miller. Sam Bushman, Eddie Miller, holding the reins for James Edwards. He's on a little bit of hiatus. For his 33rd, they say 33rd birthday, right?
33rd.
He's spending time with his wife. We'll hold down the fort. Got Sam and Eddie hour one. Walter Jones hour two. Oh, yeah. And a rock star hour three. How do you like that? Sonny Landham. Quick pause. This is The Political Cesspool.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello in Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. That number again, 801-216-4816.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you got Sam Bushman and Eddie Miller filling in for James Edwards, who's with his wife for his birthday. James turns 33, and Mr. Scoop Stanton has got the scoop from Washington. I think he's got some intel on a was it skinny dipping? Did you say, Scoop? What were you saying?
Well, I got some videotape of James Edwards' pool party for his 33rd birthday. I posted on the website, the thepoliticalcesspool.org. So if you click on the banner for tonight's show, and scroll down, look for Scoop Stanton, and you'll see a clip from his pool party. I put in a clip from accidentally from my pool party, but the second one is definitely James Edwards and the family enjoying a pool party. So happy birthday, James, and good evening, Sam, Eddie, and the NSA.
All right, so it's a rated G pool party.
The second one is. The first one, I'd say, is peachy.
All right.
But, you know, you can see the difference between Scoop Stanton and the Edwards clan.
All right. There you have it, my brother. Appreciate it.
All right.
Great to hear from Scoop.
Good luck and continue listening.
Thank you, sir. There he goes, Mr. Scoop Stanton, always chiming in, putting something fun in. It's not rated R, so there ain't no skinny dipping. I was just kidding. It's a legitimate pool party event. Just click on today's broadcast and scroll down and you can check it out. All right. Back to regular programming, as they say. Second hour, we're going to have Walter Jones, Congressman Walter Jones. Third hour, Sonny Landham. But now we're talking about the NSA program, and we're talking about Mr. Snowden. And I was mentioning that I'm convinced he's genuine in his attempt to whistleblow, but I'm convinced he was set up and put in that position on purpose. And the reason I say that is you and I and Eddie, you know, Eddie and everybody else listening might not know where this gentleman is, Mr. Snowden. But I'm telling you right now, if the government really wants to find him worldwide, he ain't smart enough to get away from them. And if he really was truly going to wreck their world entirely, they're not going to let the guy just hang out with the potential to take down the whole government kind of a thing if he's got as much information as they say. His past is very interesting. He's a high school dropout kind of a stuff. If you're a real technical person, you might get into unique positions in the government. But he was sure given a lot of authority and access to a lot of information quite quickly. And I'm telling you right now that they vet those guys pretty good when you get up into those upper echelons that, hey, they're not going to break, they're not going to crack, they're not going to melt down. The fact that he's there, the fact that he blew the whistle, and the fact that he remains alive today, and now the government's going, oh, we better file prosecution charges against this guy and just obey that. Hey, man, they just assassinate people when they want to. So let's not fool ourselves about kid gloves on this thing, Eddie.
That's, you know what, that is an excellent point. As a matter of fact, you thought it through a little better than I did, Sam. You certainly did. You know, along the same line with Snowden, what do you think about, you know, Michael Hastings? There was a story in the L.A. Times, I believe, that said that he had reported that he thought that the he was sure the FBI was doing an investigation on him, and he was going to go, getting ready to go into hiding. He had told told some of his friends that he was going to lay low for a while and go into hiding. And you, I believe that I think they really assassinated him. I think they blew his car up.
Yeah, they're going, na, 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 hey, 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 goodbye, right?
That's right.
And you know, it's very strange. Part of the problem is when you talk about Breitbart, when you talk about these guys, when you talk about Vince Foster, when you talk about a lot of these situations, it's very hard to get the positive proof to make your case, though. And so, you know, that's why people say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. And my question to everyone is, what separates a conspiracy theory from a conspiracy fact? Eddie, can you answer that for me?
Well, a conspiracy, I would say, I always use concrete examples. I'll tell people, for instance, we do know that there's a conference on foreign relations. That's not a conspiracy. We know that it's a Federal Reserve. We know that's not a conspiracy. We know that there's a World Bank of International Settlements. That's not a conspiracy. We have the World Bank. We know all these things are not conspiracy. We do know that the Mexican border is being torn down. We know that, for instance, that I call him Sunboy Bush, not Daddy Bush. Sunboy Bush, Martin of Canada, and who was the guy in Mexico? Fox? What was his name? Fox? Who
Vicente met? Fox.
Right, Vicente Fox. They met to put in the North American Union together. That's not conspiracy. People can look up and see that.
All right, well, let's take these couple of quick examples to make the point. Number one, we had flight TWA-800. It was in 96. A bunch of people, everybody on board was killed. And, you know, the government did a big old bunch of research and came back and said it was a center fuel tank that was the problem. Sucker just blew up. Guys like me at the time were nationally syndicated talk show hosts. We interviewed a lot of pilots, a lot of mechanics, a lot of experts with airliners and such like that. And they basically said, listen, the story the government's telling you is absolutely bogus. It isn't true. What they're saying is not possible, da, da, da. And we went through the gamut, and we said, we don't know exactly what happened there, but we know the government's current narrative is bogus. Now, I reported that in 96, and everybody went, oh, Sam, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're off your rocker. You don't have a clue what you're talking about. Everybody mocked and snickered and cajoled and whatever. All right, now you fast forward. What is it? 17 years?
About 70.
Yeah, 17 years. You ready? Headline all over the news for the mainstream press says this. Documentary now alleges flight TWA-800 cover-up. And now the six folks that were on the investigative team are claiming the government covered it up. They weren't allowed to get to the truth. It was all manipulated and coerced, and an expert witness testimony was tossed out, and the whole thing was flat out bottled up, put under wraps. And you say, huh, what gives now? Is it conspiracy theory or conspiracy fact? The 9/11 Commission said that was a railroaded investigation as well.
That's absolutely right, Sam.
All right, now it gets worse. It gets much worse. Headline says FBI chief reveals U.S. government drone program. Did you know the FBI is just sending drones around to spy on you, Eddie?
Oh, there's thousands of them. They're putting thousands in them, Sam.
Okay, but they now admit to it, though. Before, yeah. When I said that, they're like, black helicopters? Are you crazy? What are you,
green
some
man?
Psychopath with thinking green men are coming out of black helicopters? What's wrong with you people? Now they're saying, hey, man, the U.S. FBI government drone program is admitted to. FBI chief reveals U.S. government drone program. Now, what's the difference between conspiracy theory and conspiracy fact? If the government admits it, is it a fact? And if they don't admit it, but I can document it, it's a theory?
That's exactly that. That's right. That's the main line to theory. Yes, exactly right. If a government does admit it, it's not conspiracy. But if you get a video, audio tape of the government, say killing someone, then you know then that's still conspiracy. It doesn't matter. That reminds me of the fella who was, Sam, the guy who was the head of the CIA. This kind of ties into what you're talking about.
That was George Bush Sr. He was the head of the CIA before that,
he sure was. He most certainly was. And even before him, under JFK, under Kennedy, the guy who, may have to refresh my memory here, he was the head of the CIA.
Kissinger?
No, wasn't Kissinger.
Shoot. All right, you'd have to pull that
away. The guy, I had it in my notes about it 2 weeks ago, we were talking about it. But the fellow who was the head of the CIA, JFK, John Kennedy fired him during the Bay of Pigs fiasco. You know, he fired him. Well, guess who came on? Who was one of the big bosses in the Warren Commission? And he said this guy JFK fired the guy. His name's right on the tip of my tongue. Maybe one caller can send us an email and tell us, but JFK fired him. And lo and behold, the guys, he sits on the Warren Commission and says, yeah, Oswald did by himself. Oswald killed the president, even though the rifle, the old piece of garbage rifle they examined that supposedly Oswald used, the scope.
You talking about Alan Dulles?
Alan Dulles.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It slipped my mind in the second. I'm not on the spot.
Thank you.
Hold on. We got a quick pause. When we come back, we'll talk more about it. I also have a soundbite from Maxine Waters, Congressman Maxine Waters. She's involved with Barack Hussein Obama with a program much worse than the CIA. The repercussions will be chilling. Is it conspiracy fact on the political cesspool? I'll give you the details. You decide.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, I brought up the question, what's the difference between conspiracy theory and conspiracy fact? And it sounds like if the government admits to it in the mainstream press, folks believe it's a fact. But if we document it 96 ways from Sunday, it's just a theory. Until your government tells you that your trustworthy government that you can just trust all the time tells you. And I got a question. Did Snowden bring up a conspiracy theory or fact? And the government did not admit to it, even though we told you that was going on forever beforehand. Or did they? See, that's the real question. See, Maxine Waters was on a TV show, and she was talking to the mainstream press, and she talked a little bit out of turn. You don't believe me? What if I told you that Maxine Waters confirms Big Brother Barack Hussein Obama database? Did you know that Barack has the biggest database in the world? That has more information on more people than anybody ever in the history of the world? And did you know that it's being used for political campaign purposes? And did you know that it's so big, so intense, so that you'll never get away from it? Not even the folks in elections? And that it's so gargantuan that it knows basically everything on everyone? You think I'm overstating the issue, huh? All right, you tell me if this is a conspiracy theory or fact I'm talking about. This is Congressman of California, Maxine Waters.
Made clear to our viewers and listeners is that, look, this is the inauguration represented the beginning of his second term.
Yes.
But it also represented the countdown of the end of his presidency.
That's right.
And the reality is, like anything else, you better get what you can while he's there because, look, come 2016, that's it.
Well, you know, I don't know, and I think some people are missing something here. The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful, and whoever...
In terms of the Organizing for America, that he's now shifting to become a 501c4.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that database will have information about everything on every individual in ways that it's never been done before. And whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket have to deal with that. They're going to have to go down with that database and the concerns of those people because they can't get around it. And he's been very smart. I mean, it's very powerful what he's leaving in place. And I think that's what any Democratic candidate is going to have to deal with.
Did you hear that?
That's mind-blowing.
That is bone-chilling.
That is
the biggest database ever known to man, never seen before in life, that he's put together for political elections. So big it's never been seen, never been done in life, but it's got virtually everything on everybody. Buddy, you're going to have to deal with it. He's putting it in place. And my response to you is it comes from Black Panther Acorn. You can call me crazy, but Acorn criminals have already gone to jail over some of this, but they're low-level folks. Remember, Barack Hussein was the Chicago chief organizer, and now he's got the biggest database ever known to man, never seen before in life, that's got virtually everything on everybody. Maxine Waters, congresswoman, said that. Now, either she's wrong and she lied, or she's right. And if she's right, who's going to prison over building this thing? If she's wrong, is her head going to roll for talking out of turn? What gives? Is it a conspiracy theory or conspiracy fact, Eddie Miller?
Well, I'll tell you, if she was wrong, if she spoke out, you know, if she was just lying, if it was not in place, her head would have rolled already. So I think the fact that she's still around with us breathing air and you know, she still has her position in the government, I think that's proof right there that she was telling the truth. And that also meshes with what I've heard too, what I've read, Sam. That is mind-blowing. See, I didn't know that Obama had that in place. But I do know that the CIA, you know, at the behest of the president and other high government officials, they can go in. And it's kind of a double-edged sword. The president himself, if according to this Edward Snowden said that he has been able to wiretap the president. They wiretap United States senators. They wiretap federal judges. They wiretap high military officers.
And so I say that this Snowden guy might be doing his best to be a whistleblower, but he's a child on the totem pole. Barack's got the biggest database, says Maxine Waters, ever known to man, never seen before in life, that's got everything on everybody.
So what you're saying, you know what that says, Sam?
The repercussions are beyond this world, sir, of what they can do. And they say it's going to come to bear in 2016. And you say it was amazing that Barack got elected in 2008 and 2012. You wonder, was an incubator of that now come to fruition database in place then? And look what it did then. Now look at now. And they say it's going to come to fruition, come to full light, come 2016.
Sam, that says we have no government. I mean, the people's vote is it's a sham.
That's
it's
exactly a joke. Right.
You know, because they're going to get no one that you know that system being set in place is going to guarantee. And I'm kind of restating what you said in a way. It's going to guarantee that no one can get in any political office. It can be, you know, a state senator. It can be a state representative. It can be a federal judge. No one is going to get in there.
No one's going to escape this database, number one.
That's right. And I can guarantee you, people, you show me anybody, show me one person in the world who's Snow White. I mean, I have skeletons in my closet with run-ins with the law at a young age, mostly from being a radical like I am now. People call me a radical because I'm constitutionalist, American. You know, I believe in the Bible, so it makes you a radical. I believe in the Constitution. We're living in an Orwellian government. You see, and they control the industries. They control
do.
The military presidents.
All right, let me get that's to something else that's vitally important, because we told you 9/11 is not as the government told you. What happened on 9/11, I don't know. But I know the narrative isn't as the government told you. And we've interviewed folks like Stephen Jones, the physics professor.
The guy from Brigham Young?
Brigham Young University. Okay, he's a good friend of ours, and he's documented that there was nanothermite in the buildings, proving there was explosives. Okay, we know that the government timelines with different people that have been sworn in on the stand don't match. No one's pursued that. We know the 9/11 Commission said it was a fraud, and it was a scandal, and it was covered up. We've got all kinds of circumstantial evidence. But one of the most damning pieces of evidence I play, and I've got a soundbite for this, and it relates to a guy by the name of Jamie McIntyre. And you say, who's Jamie McIntyre? He is the CNN's Pentagon chief correspondent. I'm going to repeat that. He is the CNN's chief Pentagon correspondent. At least he was back in the day. Now, that means he knows the Pentagon like the back of his hand. Well, a plane hit the Pentagon, ripped a hole in it, right? Well, Jamie McIntyre was on scene that very minute after it happened and said, hey, man, and he told you his story. Later, his story did a 180-degree turn. I have back-to-back sound bites as they were originally recorded that 100% conflict. Listen.
On May 17th of 2006, the Pentagon announced that at 1 p.m. that day, they would release new footage that they claimed would clearly show Flight 77 hitting the Pentagon. In anticipation to the release of this new footage, Kira Phillips on CNN interviewed Jamie McIntyre, who is the CNN senior Pentagon correspondent. During this interview, Kira Phillips asked Jamie McIntyre what his thoughts were on some of the ideas that something other than Flight 77 had hit the Pentagon.
Having been there on September 11th, having seen the plane wreckage and photographed it myself personally, I can tell you that that's nonsense. I had a camera with me. I took pictures of some of the wreckage, some of the parts of the fuselage, of part of the cockpit. Until all this, we had to move back away from the scene.
After hearing Jamie McIntyre's statements with Kira Phillips in this interview, we couldn't help but realize that they were inconsistent with his original live report at the Pentagon on September 11th. Let's take a look and listen carefully to what he said on that day.
From my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual site of the building that's crashed in, and as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
That's the kind of documentation we roll with, ladies and gentlemen. So Jamie McIntyre, the last soundbite was when he was on scene at the Pentagon. He says, hey, man, I'm here. There's a big hole in the side of the Pentagon. I'm reporting live, and there's nothing that suggests a plane here, not a fuselage, nothing. I mean, there's not even pieces bigger than you can pick up in your hand. There's just nothing but teeny pieces. No sign of a plane. Then later on, Kara Phillips, he says, what are you talking about? I took pictures of the fuselage, and anybody who says there wasn't a plane there, that's bogus. That testimony should bring people into court and heads should roll over that big time. The testimony is so 180 degree different. Now, you could say, well, maybe he was mistaken. Maybe he was too far back and he couldn't see. Maybe he got confused. You are talking about somebody who's a news reporter that's supposed to know the who, what, when, where, why of a story, and they're supposed to be so good on their feet. They're the senior Pentagon correspondent for one of the biggest news networks in the world. You don't get there because you're like, golly, I'm confused. Was there fire over there? I don't remember. I can't. You know, they're not put there for that. They're put there because they're good under the gun. They're put there because they've tested their mettle in reality situations over and over and over.
Absolutely. You know, once again, my mind's going blank, but I was listening to a
all right, quick pause. Hold on, Eddie. Keep what you're listening to. We'll talk about it in just seconds. This is The Political Cesspool. It's James Edwards' birthday. How do you like that?
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Yeah, we're live, ladies and gentlemen. James Edwards having a fantastic birthday, we pray. He's with his family where he ought to be. We're holding down the fort. Meanwhile, you got Sonny Landham coming up third hour. And you got Congressman Walter Jones second hour, so don't go anywhere. Now, I want to just play this soundbite before we get back to Eddie, because, you know, a lot of people say you guys are just full of conspiracy theory and all that stuff. And when we bring up things, I document it quite well. As you know, the chief CNN reporter, Jamie McIntyre, just gave you flat-out conflicting testimony in the mainstream press on 9/11. That alone should put people on the witness stand to cross-examine that sucker and find out what on earth is going on here. And then you got Maxine Waters saying Barack has built the biggest database in the world. That puts Snowden's documentation to shame, baby. What gives with that? No one even knows the sound bites that I've got, right? Where's your mainstream press when you need them? Well, they're out telling you that we're willing to work with Al-Qaeda to destroy the country. See, Glenn Beck says if you believe the 9/11 truthers, you believe there's a problem with 9/11, you are willing to work with Al-Qaeda to destroy the country. Can you believe Glenn Beck said that? He said Ron Paul supporters are willing to create an Arab Spring. The guy's off his rocker. Listen to this.
Al-Qaeda, they'd like to destroy us, and they will work with anyone. There are also people like white supremacists or 9/11 truthers that would also like to destroy the country. They'll work with anybody they can.
I don't believe the government's narrative, but that doesn't mean I'm ready to work with Al-Qaeda to destroy the country, Glenn. Your big microphone's a little out of control, my friend. And then you got the Arab Spring information from Glenn Beck. I mean, this guy is just crazy. Ready for this one? Glenn Beck says that Ron Paul supporters are going to create an Arab Spring. An Arab Spring is a violent uprising, right?
Wow. Don't listen to the lies. Don't listen to the people who say he's not going to win. Now, is he going to win? I don't know. Does he have to win? Yes. And by the way, Ron Paul people, I have had it up to here. Mm-hmm. Romney called the Fed and begged them not to do this. Romney's not an abolish the Fed guy, but he's at least let's not burn the damn country down guy. He called them, begged them. He has said, I fire Bernanke the day I get in. And you guys are so delusional. You are, you know what you're going to lead to? The Arab Spring. What is wrong with you people? Ron Paul's not running.
Ron Paul folks are going to create an Arab Spring. 9/11 truthers are going to work with Al-Qaeda to destroy the country. I don't know what he's on, but he's using his big microphone without any evidence for what he says. Talk about a conspiracy theory. 9/11 truthers are going to work with Al-Qaeda. That's a conspiracy. Where's the evidence of that? Ron Paul supporters, some of the most peaceful folks that don't want to go to war, they're going to create a violent uprising. Where's the evidence for that, Mr. Conspiracy Theorists?
It's
funny beyond imagination.
Funny, talking about Glenn Beck, the people work, I tell you what's not a conspiracy theory, is the United States government has admitted they're working with Al-Qaeda in Libya right now.
Right.
Al-Qaeda's got to be our friends. Because we're working with them there. That's not conspiracy.
It's like Joan Rivers. Sit down. Can we talk? Can we talk, Eddie? It's just goofy stuff. I mean, they're crazy. And then when we bring up something, they go, you don't have any evidence for that. Oh, yeah, what about Maxine Waters saying Barack built the biggest database illegally in the world that's going to manipulate elections? What about 9/11 truthers and Jamie McIntyre saying, hey, you know what? Totally conflicting evidence and stories. Then Glenn Beck saying, oh, you guys are willing to work with Al-Qaeda. Without any evidence or proof. Well, what we need to do to fix this stuff, we need to focus on solutions. And abolishing the king's money is the starting point. And I bring that up because Glenn Beck just said, well, he's not ready to abolish the Federal Reserve, but he's a good guy. And my response to Glenn Beck is, why aren't you ready to abolish the fake, bogus, unconstitutional money? Eddie?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Sam, if we could take the money away from this shadow government, from the Brotherhood of Darkness, We could. What they do is they tax the people. They tax the people in the United States. Tax us into oblivion. They take all this fiat money and they support all their black ops programs. And they do it. And they do it with our money. That's how they. You know. That's how they carry on all their illegal wars. And that's how they maintain the big welfare state. That's how they buy votes. The people, they buy the votes with the bogus money. They build their empire off this bogus money. But we need to get back. I think the number one thing we could do to try to get this country back is to do away with the Federal Reserve. You know something else we need to do? We need somehow to prosecute these people like Barack Obama, who's put this huge computer database into operation. We need to go in there. We need to destroy that computer base. We need to put these people in prison, including Obama. We need to take all the bankers that are printing all this bogus money. We need to put them into prison. That has stolen trillions and trillions of dollars to the United States. We know they're using derivatives and bogus money. We need to go back and have the Congress, the people of the United States, you know, with our representatives, issuing making gold and silver money, issuing maybe notes based on the gold and silver. That's, after all, that's what John Kennedy was trying to do before.
He started that with a $2 bill.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I have one, Sam. I have one in my safe. I'm saving for my grandson. If you can pull out a dollar bill out of your wallet, you can look on it and it'll say United States Federal Reserve note. It'll say Federal Reserve note. If you look on the silver certificate I have, it says silver certificate. It doesn't say Federal Reserve note.
And, or sometimes they say United States note. Which was done too at times, which basically means that, sure, it's fake money, but it doesn't bear interest, though.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole money historical reality that's interesting to follow.
You know, we need to go, we need to do away with the National Guard. We need to go do totally away with the National Guard. All these unconstitutional agencies, agendas, institutes that have sprung up. We need to go back to a constitutional militia. We need to go back to constitutional sheriffs, constitutional counties. We need to do something with electing, in our elections. We need to go back to a paper ballot. These are some of the solutions we need to do. We need to go back and get control of our states. We need to do away with the amendment that gave that took the states' rights away. At one time, the states.
Yeah, it's the 17th Amendment. The states used to have senators that were at the federal level. Now they're federal senators. In other words, more like a democracy. The 17th Amendment needs to be overturned.
Absolutely, we need to turn that over. We need to go back and over. We need to have, the states to nullify all this federal garbage under Article 10 of the Constitution. We need to have the counties going back and nullifying unconstitutional stuff that some of the state governments are almost as bad as the feds. You know, we need to go back and do that. But, you know, Sam, the number one weapon against this New World Order, against the Brotherhood of Darkness, is we the people. And I think I said this once on the air. Me and Sam, James, Joe Blow, who have Joe Sixpack out in the audience, our beloved listeners, we're only one person. I'm just one person. Sam's one person. James is one person. But I am one person. I can't do everything. In fact, I really can't even do a lot. But I can do something. And we need to get. We need to do what we can do.
I'm gonna slip in a teeny nugget. Have you ever heard of the Give Me Liberty Fund?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
GiveMeLibertyFund.com for folks. They can learn more. We'll be giving you more updates on this as things unfold, but it's one of the grand solutions based on the power of one, Eddie.
And Sam, you know, I wonder, of course, we can only do so much, say so much in this 1 hour we have tonight, but we need somehow to get the grassroots people really fired up and organized. This is a wonderful show. Cesspool is a great show. Constitutional Roundtable show. There's other shows out there. But we need to not just take these shows as just entertainment. We need to take the ideas. And that's, I'll say we, me included. Eddie Miller needs to do more. I don't do enough. We need to do something to get this country back. We need to go back to the Constitution.
I'm saying it's Miller time, and I don't mean beer. We need to elect Eddie to office. What do you think?
Well, Sam, I'll tell you what, that's a great honor, fella. But we do, as a matter of fact, we have listeners smarter than us, smarter than me. I would appreciate any type of advice that people could hand in here. But we need to start at the very lowest common library, the very lowest level, at the township.
No question.
The counties. We have to go county by county, and it's not impossible. I have a friend of mine.
By the way, the CSPOA DVD set's about out, and you can get a copy and watch every speaker that was there.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Sam. Thank you, brother, for bringing that up. That now, Yates fellow, is the greatest thing. That's the biggest thing we have going right now. As a patriot, and I salute you for that, Sam. I know, Sam, you put that CESPA thing together in St. Louis. What was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
Yep, 3 weeks ago, almost a month now.
You put that together in...
Well, I was part of it, Sheriff Richard Mack and a few others, but it was about a 4 or 5 group team, and we all got it done, and it was a tremendous event. CSPOA.org to get your DVD set today. And I'm not just trying to pitch products. I bring that to you because you can see all kinds of people working together for solutions, and you can see all kinds of elected officials and the solutions they bring to the table. The keynote speaker was Congressman Steve Stockton, for instance, who just does a tremendous job. Michael Zullo, investigative lead investigator for Joe Arpaio on the Barack bogus documents.
Wow.
A fraud was there in closed doors, giving everybody the evidence that he's submitting to the Alabama Supreme Court now. This was a barn burner of an event, and you can watch it all on DVD.
You know, I think right now that's the biggest thing we got going right now. If hear the music, Sam. But
see, Eddie talks too much. No, it's all my fault. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. And James Edwards wants to tell you he loves you. You can wish him a happy birthday. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. And then you got Sonny Landham coming up. And you also have Walter Jones coming up. It'll all be in seconds for Sam Bushman, Eddie Miller, James Edwards, Keith Alexander, and, of course, the late Bill Rowland. We thank you for joining us on The Political Cesspool. Have a delightful evening.